herdsman. He had a flock that he took care of, a herd. On the side, he was a tree trimmer. Make a little extra money. And one day, God comes to him and says, I have a word for the people. Now, Amos wasn't a prophet. He wasn't a rabbi. He wasn't a Levite. He was in no position whatsoever to take a word to the people. But he did believe in God, and he believed that God's word was true. And when God came to him and said, Amos, this is the word I need you to take to the people, Amos said, okay. And he walked out and he gave that word, and it was not an easy word to give. The people had turned their backs on God once again. And Amos comes and says, people, listen, we must turn back to God because God is not happy with us. And he lays out that God is going to lay waste to King Jeroboam's kingdom in Israel. This was a difficult word. Things were going well right now. The land was prosperous. The people were prosperous. They were not at war. Times were good, and they were not looking for somebody to come along and give them a hard word. But that's the word that Amos was given. He comes to them and he says, we must turn back to God. The people hear this and they begin to talk amongst themselves, and word makes it to the priests in Bethel. The priests who had not been chosen to deliver the hard word. The priests who'd been happy to just go along to get along. The priests who did not want to rock the boat because, you know, when times are good, the coffers are full, and we don't want to change that. So the priests go to the king. They say, Jeroboam, Amos is a rabble-rouser. He is saying some harsh things, and the land cannot bear this word. They go to Amos and they say, you should go away somewhere else to give this harsh message. Go and be a prophet somewhere else. And Amos says, I'm not a prophet. I'm just a guy. I was standing in my field, trimming my trees, taking care of my flock, and God brought me a hard word and asked me to deliver it. Sometimes we get that hard word from God, that word that's difficult for us to hear, that word that we struggle with. How are we going to do that? How are we going to follow that? Lord, how do you expect me to do that? You're asking too much. Jesus always seems to ask too much of us. I guess he takes the position that much has been given to us, God's grace, God's love, forgiveness, salvation, righteousness. He takes the position that much has been given to you, so much is expected of you. And he gives us these hard words to listen to. Love your neighbor. Ugh, really? Love your enemy. I got news for you. If you chuckled at love your neighbor, you're really going to have a hard time with love your enemy. Turn the other cheek. If someone takes your cloak, offer them your shirt as well. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. These are hard words. There's many days in my life where I get up and these words are in front of me and I'm like, oh, not today, Lord. Not today. Come on. Let's just get to the end of today. Really? Today I have to love my neighbor. Today I have to love my enemy. Today I have to turn the other cheek. Not today. Come on. Sometimes it's more than I can bear. Sometimes I don't think my faith is big enough for what God expects of me. Amos came with a hard word, and the people couldn't bear it. Jesus comes to us with a hard word, and sometimes we can't bear it. Jesus tells the story of the Samaritan. There's a traveler going down the road, and he gets set upon by thieves, muggers, thugs. And they beat him up, They take all of his money and they take his possessions and they throw him in the ditch. And he's laying in the ditch bleeding and dying. Penniless, naked. And it starts off like a bad joke. You know, along comes a minister. Along comes a Levite. Right? The minister comes along and he sees the guy in the ditch. And I can only imagine what was going through his head. Oh, what is this? Yeah, he looks like he needs some help, but this could take all day. I've got that meeting I have to get to. Today is really not a good day. I wonder if you know what? I'll come back to things are going to be much slower tomorrow. I don't have as many meetings on my schedule. I'll come back by this ditch tomorrow. I'll see if he's still laying there. And as he's thinking this, he's slowly, deliberately sliding to the other side of the road and walking on by. And then along comes a Levite, an elder in the church, a deacon in the church, a leader in the church, comes along and sees the man laying in the ditch, bleeding and dying. I wonder what goes through his head. Ah, what is this? What did this guy do to deserve that? He must have done something awful. He must not have been a good person, right? If he was a good person, bad things wouldn't happen to him. There are consequences for our choices in this world. Obviously, he chose poorly. I can tell that right now. He obviously got some of what he deserved, I'll bet. And as he's thinking this, he's slowly and deliberately sliding over to the other side of the road. And then along comes the Samaritan. And you have to know the context of Jesus telling this story. The Israelites did not like the Samaritans. The Samaritans did not like the Israelites. Think Hatfields and McCoys type relationship. Think KU, K-State kind of relationship, right? Didn't get along. The Israelites didn't think there was any such thing as a good Samaritan. Jesus tells this story. The Samaritan comes walking along, and I'm sure the people listening thought, oh, I'll bet the Samaritan kicks him some more and steals some more from him. But the Samaritan sees the man in need, and he goes to him. He treats his wounds. He helps him up. He takes him to an inn. He pays for him to stay. He stays with him overnight. An unconscious stranger he doesn't know stays with him overnight. The next morning he tells the innkeeper, he gives him some money and he says, I'm going to be back through here in a while. If taking care of him costs more than this, save the bill, I'll pay it when I come back through. And then off he goes. And Jesus turns to the crowd and he says, who was the neighbor? And they said, well, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus says, then go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. That, Lord, if we're being honest, that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy admonition, but then none of Jesus' instructions to us ever are. All of them are hard. That's why I need grace and forgiveness so much, because Lord knows I'm failing at many of those instructions every day. They're not easy to do. They're a hard word to bear. Love your neighbor, love your enemy. Go into the ditch and help. Sometimes Jesus' words are more than I can bear. God asked more than we think we can do. God always asks more than we're comfortable doing. God asked us to risk, to trust, to follow, to go. And if we're honest about it, sometimes, Lord, I don't want to. I don't want to go down in the ditch where the needs are. I want to cross the road. I want to walk by on that side because I'll be honest, I'm afraid. That's why we don't go into the ditch, is I'm afraid. I'm afraid of how much time this is going to cost me. I'm afraid of how much resource this is going to cost me. I'm afraid of how much money this is going to cost me. I'm afraid. Here's what we're really afraid of. I don't want to get in the ditch because I'm afraid I'll end up like him. That's what we're really afraid of. We're afraid that, things like poverty might be contagious. I don't want to get in the ditch because I might end up being the guy in the ditch. And as we've already seen, most people are going to pass by. I'm afraid. Fear is the enemy of faith. A lot of people think it's apathy. That people today are apathetic about their faith. They don't care. And while that is true, they are apathetic about their faith, many folks are, I don't think that's the enemy of faith. Apathetic people are still connected to their faith. But people who are afraid do something much worse. People who are afraid take their faith and twist it. They take their faith and they mangle it, they pervert it, they manipulate it. They force their faith to fit their fear. People who are afraid take their faith and manipulate it so that it fits their worldview, their perspective. Fear makes us turn our backs on what God is telling us because it is just too much to bear. Fear makes us tie our faith into knots and twist it beyond recognition. But we are not called to be a people of fear. Over 300 times in Scripture, God tells us directly, three simple words, do not fear. Over 300 times in Scripture, do not fear. We are not a people of fear. We are a people of faith. Faith calls us to love. Fear calls us to shun. Faith calls us to welcome. Fear calls us to reject. Faith calls us to share. Fear calls us to keep. We are not a people of fear. We are a people of faith. Faith makes us open our arms and our hearts to all of God's children. Regardless of who they are, where they're from, the color of their skin, who they love, how they dress, regardless of how they see themselves in God's kingdom, or what ditch they have found themselves in today, our faith calls us to welcome them in love and grace, to tend their wounds and address their needs, to help them up from the ditch and to walk the road with them. What of God's word is too much for you to bear today? Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Bless those who persecute you. Welcome the immigrant among you. Take care of the widow and the orphan. When you feed the hungry, when you give water to the thirsty, when you clothe the naked, when you visit the prisoner, you did it to me. Which of God's words are too much for us to bear today? What word from God is too heavy of a burden to carry? What word of God are you trembling and shaking at having to endure, hoping this is the last Sunday that you have to hear it, and then we can go another year before it pops up in our scripture again? Fear calls us to cross the road when we see needs. Faith calls us to go into the ditch and help, even when they don't deserve it, even when it's dangerous, even when it goes against the very fiber of our being. Faith calls us to serve. We are called into the ditch to help. We are afraid. Afraid we can't do it, afraid of what it will cost us, afraid that we will end up in the ditch. afraid that we cannot bear this hard word. But you can bear it. Because the truth of our faith is that I do not go into the ditch alone. The truth of our faith is that we are not alone. When God places the call on our hearts to help those in the ditch, God does not send us alone. God sends us as the body of Christ. God sends us with God within us, God around us, God before us. We are not called into the ditch alone. You can bear it. Because you are not alone in this. Cross that road. Help those in need. Turn to God and trust that God is with you. There in the ditch, helping the hurt, helping those in need, serving one another. That is the hard word that we can bear. Amen.